And of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports. With filling in for Sunny this week is our own Jonah Haskell. Welcome, Jonah.
Thank you, Kim. We begin today with the International Olympic Committee, which has just accepted its newest member. On Sunday, South Sudan was officially recognized by the IOC as the 206th member of the Olympic movement. Members of South Sudan's Olympic Committee were emotional after the announcement at the meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and the head of the committee, Wilson Deng Khwairot, spoke about the pride that this historic moment brings to his country.
It's a pride to my country to be this, to be accepted in this wonderful organization. The other one is that being a member of the International Olympic Committee will allow us to send a team to the next Olympics, which is going to be in Rio de Janeiro in 2016. We are going to.
That South Sudanese Olympic team will most likely include four runners, including marathoner Gwor Marial. Marial participated in the marathon event at the 2012 London Olympics, but because South Sudan had not yet been recognized by the IOC, he had to run under the Olympic flag as an independent athlete. Gwor is very excited about the chance to compete for South Sudan officially and says that he will use the announcement as motivation.
I was crying when the announcement came, but it's a great feeling. It's a relief, and now I know what I will be working for. I know now I'm going to be going to the world to the Olympic, and my athletes, the South Sudanese athletes, also they know they will be going to the world championship for South Sudan. So it's great motivation, and it boosts our energy to focus on training.
The South Sudanese Olympic Committee also hopes to send basketball, volleyball, and handball teams to Rio de Janeiro in the summer of 2016, but the civil war in the country has made it near impossible for organized sports to exist, with most of South Sudan's athletes doing their training in Kenya. Yet, officials remain optimistic about the program's future. Says Khwairot of Young South Sudanese, "We're going to arm them with sports instead of with guns." And staying on the topic of the Olympics, the world athletic community is reacting to reports that 146 medals, including 55 golds at the Olympics and at the World Championships between 2001 and 2012, were won by athletes with suspicious blood test results. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok that various sporting organizations are calling for a thorough investigation.
The president of the International Olympic Committee says there is no solid foundation for the widespread doping allegations. Speaking to reporters at the conclusion of the IOC summit in Kuala Lumpur, Thomas Bach Monday urged patience until the outcome of an investigation by the impartial World Anti-Doping Agency.
The IOC will follow its zero-tolerance policy and will do everything to protect the clean athletes. First of all, now it's in the hands of WADA as the competent center of both sports and governments to deal with this, and we have full confidence in their procedure.
The chief of WADA, Craig Reedy, calls the allegations wild and wide and says the reports aired by a German broadcaster and published in a British newspaper Sunday will once again shake the foundation of clean athletes worldwide. The media outlets say they obtained access to the results of 12,000 blood tests from 5,000 athletes in the IAAF database after a leak by a whistleblower. More than 800 of the athletes recorded one or more abnormal test results, defined as a result that had less than one chance in 100 of being natural. The president of the International Association of Athletics Federations told IOC members Monday that behind the doping abuse report is a campaign to redistribute medals. Russia's sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, also suggests there is an ulterior motive behind the allegations. Russian athletes had by far the most suspicious results, followed distantly by Ukraine, Morocco, Spain, Kenya, and Turkey. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 88.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thank you, Steve. There was a lot of African football action taking place this weekend across the continent. Our Nightline Africa sportsman Segun Adeyemi joins us now with news on that and other sporting events from the weekend.
Good evening, Africa. All but two of the qualifiers for the 2015 CAF Under-23 Football Championship have now emerged. The qualifiers are Algeria, Egypt, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia. They join host Senegal, which qualified automatically. Whereas Algeria picked the final ticket last month, Egypt, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia advanced this weekend. In their third round return leg matches played this weekend, Egypt qualified 6-1 on aggregates after beating Uganda 2-1 in Kampala. South Africa qualified 4-1 on aggregates after using home advantage to beat Zimbabwe 3-0. Tunisia advanced 2-1 on aggregates after beating fellow North African Morocco 2-0 in Rades, while Zambia qualified 4-3 on penalties after playing goalless in the two legs with Ivory Coast. The remaining two slots in the eight-team final will be filled later today, Sunday, when Nigeria takes on host Congo in Pointe Noire and Mali hosts Gabon. The three top teams in Senegal will represent Africa at the 2016 Summer Olympics Men's Football Tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The fourth-place team will enter into a playoff with an Asian side. In the 2015 CAF Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament, Cameroon has joined Ivory Coast in the fourth and final qualifying round. On Saturday, Cameroon reached the final round of the away goal rule after tying 3-3 on aggregate with Ghana. The first leg ended 1-1 and the second leg 2-2. For its part, Ivory Coast reached the final round after walking over Zimbabwe, which withdrew after failing to secure the necessary funds to travel for the first leg. Both Cameroon and Ivory Coast will clash for one of the two African slots at the 2016 Rio Olympics Women's Football. The teams vying for the second slot will be determined later today, Sunday, when Kenya hosts South Africa and Nigeria travels to Equatorial Guinea. And from Malawi comes the report that Ernest Mutawali has been appointed coach of the country's senior national football team. The former midfielder was banned for life for leaving Malawi in 1984 to play in the league in apartheid-era South Africa, which was then excluded from international sports. Malawi's next international is away at Swaziland in the Nations Cup qualifiers next month, after which it plays neighbor Tanzania over two legs in October as it begins its bid to qualify for the next World Cup in Russia in 2018. Staying in Southern Africa, South African businessman and former political prisoner Tokyo Sexwale is considering running for president of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA. His spokesman said Sexwale had been approached to put his name forward as a candidate for the FIFA presidency by several highly placed personalities within the football fraternity. He is in the process of consulting, following which he will then make up his mind, the spokesman said. A close friend of the late former South African President Nelson Mandela, who he spent 13 years with in the Robben Island prison, Sexwale was a member of the African National Congress and was a post-apartheid government minister before moving into business. UEFA President Michel Platini has emerged as the early frontrunner in the race to replace Sepp Blatter as head of FIFA. Soccer's governing body was thrown into turmoil in May when 14 sports marketing executives and soccer officials, including several from FIFA, were indicted in the United States on bribery, money laundering, and wire fraud charges. Finally, following the conclusion of the national trials, Athletics Kenya has selected 46 athletes to compete at the IAAF World Championships, Beijing 2015, later this month. Three-time world champion and double Olympic champion Ezekiel Kemboi only finished fourth in the steeplechase at the trials, but will make use of his wild card as the defending world champion. World champions Asbel Kiprop and Yunis Som also had wild card, but they guaranteed their places on the team by winning in Nairobi, Kenya, this weekend. two-time world marathon champion Edna Kiplagat was among the names announced earlier this year on the provisional marathon teams for Beijing. World record holder Dennis Kimeto and Wilson Kipsang also feature on the men's team. That ends it for this weekend's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thank you, Segun. And a quick update on those two Olympic qualifiers that took place on Sunday. Nigeria drew Congo 0-0 to take the 2-1 aggregate win, while Mali beat Gabon 2-0. Both teams are now qualified for the final qualifying tournament in Senegal in November.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament finished off on Sunday, with American Troy Merritt taking the first place prize with a score of 18 under. Justin Rose, who won the tournament last year, tied for fourth at 12 under par, while the tournament's host, Tiger Woods, tied for 18th at 8 under. South African Retief Goosen, who is one of the early leaders, finished at 4 under, tied with his countryman Ernie Els for 46th place. The final major of 2015 is coming up soon, as the PGA Championship begins on August 13th in the northern U.S. city of Kohler, Wisconsin. Jordan Spieth will be looking to win his third major of the year, although he will fall short on his quest to win the Grand Slam after losing the British Open to Zach Johnson last month. World number one Rory McIlroy is doubtful after tearing a ligament in his ankle earlier this year. The Northern Irish golfer already missed the British Open and the WGC Bridgestone tournament due to the injury. McIlroy was also the 2014 champion of the PGA Championship, and he'll be looking to get back from his injury as soon as possible. That does it for the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Jonah Haskell. Right. Back to Kim Lewis and Yahias Wuhib.
Okay, thank you, Jonah. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday. It's